Good morning, everyone. My name is Sally Kalin, and you're listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Welcome to the podcast show. Please scroll back to the other 245 episodes or so if you are new here, because you are going to find something on your relationship, about your relationship, helping you make some decisions. I share all my life experience here, as well as my coaching experience that I've been coaching for over 12 years now. And I'm here to help you make some decisions, give you some clarity, give you insight in your relationships. As well as, if you want to work with me, I have my one-to-one coaching program. So please DM me at Instagram, Sally Kalin, or message me on my website. That website that I have up is currently being switched over. It takes a little while to load the current one, but please hop on there. There's a contact form, and I will get back to you if you would like to work with me, or you can book a free call with me via my Instagram as well to see if this is the program for you. So I decided to hop on this morning, guys, because I just felt a need to just hop on and share a brief message with you, but a powerful message which I feel called to share with you. It's a message I wish that I had heard way back in my own life and I'd acted on, rather than just continued on with what I thought was going to be, you know, better life for myself, instead of listening to my intuition. First of all, I would highlight your intuition is always speaking to you, so pay attention, okay? That's one thing. But what I want to share with you is this message. If you are someone that has been in unhealthy relationship patterns, where you are in a situation where it's hot and cold, on again, off again, there may be, you know, abusive situations going on in your relationship. You may be with a narcissist, right? We hear that word all the time, right? But it's true. There are a lot of those narcissistic type relationships going on. People feel very stuck, confused. But if you are finding yourself in an unhealthy relationship, or you've got a pattern of being in relationships that are generally just unfulfilling, or you're chasing someone, or you're, you know, it's all confusing, right? You know who I'm talking to. You know, if it's you, if this resonates, you know, this is my message, and it's all said with love, and it's because I care. You need to make a plan to break that pattern for good, or make a decision that you are going to heal you so this stops. This situation does not improve unless we actively change who we are. We work on our self-love, our self-worth. We heal those inner child trauma patterns. We take full responsibility for what's going on. But, you know, if I wish I'd gotten out of my situation sooner than later, because I feel like I wasted so many years. And this is why I'm so passionate about reaching people, you know, in their younger years more, because it's like, don't waste another day. Like, look, this isn't going to change. If you've been in a relationship for a certain amount of time and there's a dynamic playing out, that is the foundation of that relationship. And even though you may have great chemistry, when you're choosing that partner, you're also choosing the other side, which is the, you know, the negativity, the uncertainty, the abuse, the cheating, the lying, or whatever is going on for you, the emotional unavailability, whatever it is. Of course, those people have good sides to them. That's why it's so darn hard to leave, because we cling desperately to that better side of them, praying and hoping that they are going to somehow get it one day. And if they do, it usually comes because there is a breakup anyway, that you make a decision that you love yourself more and you step away from that situation rather than trying to change it in that relationship. Unless there are two willing parties that want to go and get help, that both want to work on themselves, that's a different story. But I'm talking generally to people that are in relationships where you're exhausted, you're doing all the work and you know it's not really changing, but you're desperate, right, to make it work on some level. You just clinging. And I don't want you to waste any more time. I just don't. I want this to resonate through your bones. And just, you see how passionate I am, because I know I'm further on my journey, right? I'm not in my 20s and 30s anymore. And I'm telling you now, when you get in your midlife years, when you get older and you're able to kind of reflect and go, oh my God, what the heck? You know, it's crazy. It's like you've got to be in a place where you think about the future you. And what does that future you, what is that future you saying to you right now? What do you need to do? So this is my message, guys. I want you to really, really get this, because I just know the heartache and the struggle and the pain that comes from hanging on to someone that ultimately is not good for your soul. It's soul destroying. It's, you know, it creates low self-worth. You second guess yourself all the time, and your relationship ultimately affects every other aspect of your life. You're preoccupied with a relationship that you can't become the best version of yourself. And these relationships, let me tell you now, are anchored in low self-esteem due to most often inner trauma. And it doesn't have to be the big T of trauma, by the way. It can be just your needs weren't met as a kid for whatever reason. You grew up second guessing yourself. You made, you know, you were made to feel not worthy enough, or you didn't feel enough, or whatever it is. So when I say inner trauma, we've all got inner trauma. It's how we cope with it and how we deal with it that determines how we move through our life. This is why some kids can handle a certain amount of trauma. They don't seem as affected, and other kids, like, it really affects them. For me, I live through my trauma, like most of my life. Like, they're in, you know, it's a continual evolution of growth, learning to get into a full embraced version of yourself. But I can tell you now, even now, with the knowledge and understanding and deep peace that I feel so much of the time, I am aware that trauma is still within me. It's integrated, it's understood, it's loved. But, you know, you have to free yourself, right? You have to free yourself from that. And then you can have this incredible life with incredible people. And the sooner you do that, the better. If you would like help with this, please DM me. Like I said at the start of this call, start of this podcast, to book in a free call to talk about my program, because this could be the program that you need, because we go deep. I give you all the answers, and you are going to have a full understanding of why you choose who you do, why you stay, and why it's hard to get over certain people as well, and why we cling and why we chase. It's going to be revealed to you. I can pretty much tell you within the 30 minutes of our coaching call, when you begin working with me, why your situation is as it is and where it is going to go if you don't make those changes. But of course you will be, because you're working with me at that point, and how your life can change. But it's a soul experience, okay? So that is my message today, guys. I am going to love you and leave you. I just want you to know that you are not alone. Please reach out to me and book that call in. Sending you so much love. And please share this podcast and have an amazing day. And if you have any questions, DM me at my Instagram, Sally Kalen. And yeah, sending you so much love, guys.